Namanda, butsu namanda, butsu namanda, butsu namanda, butsu namanda, butsu namanda, butsu
namanda, butsu namanda.
Namanda, butsu namanda, butsu namanda, butsu namanda, butsu namanda. I'd like to begin my talk this morning by reading one of Shinran Shonin's Wasan hymns. This is, to me, one of the very meaningful words of Shinran Shonin that we have for this occasion of the Shotsuki Hoyo service. Please join me in Gassho. Shinran Shonin no go wasan wo itadakimasu. Gassho o negai shimasu. Shakyamuni and Amida are our father and mother, full of love and compassion for us. Guiding us through various skillful means, they bring us to awaken the supreme Shinjin.
Shakamida wa jinobumo shujuni zenge. Shime tamaikeri namanda butsu namanda butsu namanda namanda butsu
namanda. Good morning, everyone. Minasan ohayou gozaimasu. Welcome to our May Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial Service, in which we remember those loved ones who passed away during the month of May. Honjitsu wa 5月の5月にお浄土に往生された方々を偲ぶ5月の正月法要でございます。
Today you may notice that we have something special up here on the Naijin just to the right of the image or of the main shrine. We have a small plate of kashiwa mochi, the traditional Japanese springtime treat. And you may have noticed coming in that there are some large carp banners flying outside the social hall. So today we are, in addition to our regular services, we're also observing the Japanese holiday of Children's Day, formerly known as Boys' Day, but in recent years it's come to be called Children's Day in Japan, and it's celebrated at this time of the year, beginning of May in Japan, and here, of course, in our tradition, in our temple, where we celebrate our Japanese cultural traditions.
まあ本日は子どもの日ということで、かしわ餅もお供えしてありまして、こういう鯉のぼりが。
So if you look at the carp banners out in front, you may notice that there's a tall pole, and at the top of the pole, sort of coming down, we have these carp streamers. They look like the Japanese carp fish, and the wind sort of carries and pulls them as it blows.
そして、鯉のぼりはご存知のように高い竹にかけて鯉の魚のような旗のようなものがかかって、それで登るということですね。
And so this expresses the traditional hope that parents and grandparents and friends and family have that our children will grow up and become strong, healthy, vigorous individuals in their life. And so as we celebrate the growth of our children, we also have wishes for them to be raised up, to grow up and to come into full maturity.
そして、まあ、伸び伸びと登って子供が育つように、鯉のぼりがあるんですね。
And so as I was reflecting on these banners, we flew them last week and we're flying them again today. And I think about this Buddhist teaching, we talk about sodate. And how we are raised and brought into a kind of maturity of understanding through the teachings of the Buddha.
まあ、育てというのは仏様に育て、皆様に育て、お念仏に育て、将来お浄土に往生できる身になるということですね。
As a parent, this is something I think about a fair bit. I have two young children, and just this past Friday, I had the morning off, and the afternoon I was going to be driving out to Sacramento, and so I thought, well, the morning I'll give my wife a break, I'll take my children over to one of their favorite places in the world, Curiosity. So we got in the car and we went over to Curiosity, and we showed up and there were two school groups there. And so it was absolutely crawling with kids. My children were really nervous and kind of overwhelmed. And so I took them down to, there's a very nice playground there at Coyote Point. So I took them down to the playground, and we spent some time at the playground. And then I started looking at my watch and thinking about what the Friday afternoon traffic was going to be like, having to go across the bay, having to go out to Sacramento, getting nervous and nervous as I was looking at the time, thinking, okay, maybe it's time for us to start heading back. And so they were having a great time at the playground, and it's very difficult to sort of pull your children off the jungle gym and say, let's go, but they were having so much fun, and yet I was thinking, okay, I want to try to miss traffic, so trying to get us to leave. まあ先週の金曜日に子供を連れてカヨーティポイントに遊びに行って、でキリオデシという、まあ、動物の会館に行こうとしたら、子供がそこにものすごくたくさんいて、じゃあ今度プレイグラウンドの方に行きますで歩いていて、そこまで行って、でもその午後からサクラメントに行くことになってたから、ちょっと時間が気になって、じゃあ早めに帰ろうと思って、早めに道に乗ろう、でも子供がこのプレイグラウンドで遊んでるから、なかなか出られないんですね。And so as I finally herded them onto the stroller, and I began to push them up, and we're walking along. There's a very nice trail that goes along the beach. And as we're walking along the trail, I see this big hill kind of there that I'm going to have to push the stroller up. So I start to try to build up momentum to go. And just as we're going, there's a sign that has pictures of two kinds of fish there. And one is just regular, and then one has a big circle and a line through it. And my older son loves fish. Some of you who know him know that he loves fish. And so he saw that, and immediately he's like, what's that sign about? And so I'm trying to hurry along, and yet he wants to look at the sign. And so, you know, we sort of got about a quarter of the way up the hill, and he's really, really concerned about the sign. So I said, okay, we'll go back and we'll look at the sign. And so I brought him back, and we sat there, and you know, they had showed what kind of fish you can eat safely from the San Francisco Bay. So things like salmon and crab and smelt are okay. Other things like species of shark and other kinds of fish are to be avoided. And so we wound up, I showed him the sign, I explained it, and as we're walking, we wound up having a wonderful conversation about fish, and he's asking me about fish, and we're talking about the bay as we're looking at the bay. And you know, this is one of those kind of precious moments as a parent where your children are, you know, they're interested in what you have to say. I'm around children of all ages, and I know that I don't have long to enjoy this time when my kids are interested in what I have to say and have lots of questions for me. So wound up having this really nice conversation that kind of brought me back down to earth, appreciating this time that I have with my kids, and setting aside all of my worries and my busyness and how I'm going to hit traffic and all of that, just to enjoy some time with my children. And I thought that here I am trying to be the parent, you know, trying to be the grown-up, trying to educate and raise my children, but really it's my son who's teaching me how to enjoy this moment and this time together. まあ、私を急ぎの中で帰ろうとしたら、息子はその魚が、いろいろな魚が書いてある看板を見て、まあ、食べてもいい魚と食べてはいけない魚がこう分けてて、で息子がそれを見て気になって、で、まあ、どうしても見たい、説明しないといけないということになってて、でそれを息子に説明している間に、この子供のとの貴重な時間ができてるんですね。子供が親の話を聞きたいのは、将来多分そういう時間はな、まあ、ますます少なくなってくるんですけど、今の時間を大切にしようという心が息子さんに教えられたという心ですね。And so as I was reflecting on this experience, I was reminded by one of the messages from one of the ministers who I really respect, Reverend Kojo Kakihara, is a minister up in Tacoma, and he wrote a few years ago in the Wheel of Dharma in an article, he said, "We are brought up or taught to be parents by our children. When we think in this way, I think we can be a little gentler and kinder to children and to ourselves." まあ、工場柿原先生、私が、非常に、尊敬している、開教師、まあ、今、タコマにいらっしゃるんですけど、柿原先生が以前、Wheel of Dharma に、法輪の BCA の、新聞に書いて、というのは、子供に親が育たれるということですね。親が子供に育てられる。子供が育つ方ですね。こういうふうに考えたら、子供に、または自分にもっと親切で優しくすることができますね。So we can often be very impatient and very difficult, not just with our children, but with ourselves. And I think as we learn to be kind to our children, as they teach us the kindness that just comes so naturally to them, then we also learn to turn that kindness inward. And to me, that's the wonderful experience that we have encountering阿弥陀仏。まあ、阿弥陀如来と出会ったら、そういう優しい心、子供に優しい心、自分に優しい心に出会うことができますね。Another one of the ministers that I respect, Reverend Taniguchi, over in Alameda, he also has commented on this in the past.And Taniguchi talks about how when we live in the Nembutsu, we don't need to become a great light in ourselves. We don't need to be like the perfect parent or, the perfect child, but just keep a sincere and kind heart and make where you are standing a shining place. And I believe that the way in which we do that is by recognizing that this place is shining in the light of the Buddha and to help others to appreciate that.By living that kindness in our own lives. して、まあ、このところが照らしている心ですね。仏様の御光に照らしているところであるということを気づいたら、こういう仏様の光をいただくことができますね。So we receive the light of the Buddha's wisdom is said to be like the warmth of a parent. 仏様の光が、まあ、親のぬくもり、親の温かい心であるとよく言われていますね。Today here, where many of us are gathered here remembering parents and grandparents, those who've showed us great love and kindness over the years. まあ、ここでお参りして忍ぶ方々は、私たちの親またはおじいちゃん、ばあちゃん、兄弟、おそらく子供でもお参りされる方もおられると思いますけど、そういう方々が私たちを育って、私たちにその優しい心を与えてくれることがありますね。However, we're also taught that the great compassion of the Buddha goes beyond just our biological parents, that we can encounter that from any number of teachers in the Dharma.
まあ、この仏様の優しい心は、これは親様の心は、まあ、実の生物的な親じゃなくても、いろいろな方々に出会えることですね。
We can encounter that in children, in friends, in teachers, in many guides in our lives.
まあ、子供であっても、友達であっても、いろいろな、導きの方が周りにおられるということですね。
I think of my own friends in the Dharma, the many people who I've had the opportunity to encounter in the temple, and I think I have many of the temple members for me have been My Dharma parents.
まあ私にとって、こういうお寺に出会われた方は、そういう仏様の、親様のお心を与えていることがありますね。
I remember when I was just starting out as a minister, I had one of my temple members would very often correct me about my mistakes. She would very often remind me when I did something wrong. And she would always preface the comment by saying, you know, I know you're the sensei, but...I'm old and I just don't care. So I'm just going to tell you what you need to do.
まあ一人の方は、まあ先生でありながら私は年配ですから、もう気にしないようになったから、まあ直接言いますよ。
And at the time, it was she didn't always tell me things that were easy to hear. Said, you know, you really should have called that person right away. You really should have asked that man how he was doing after his wife passed away. She would tell it to me straight, and I would often not feel happy after the conversation, but I would feel grateful. まあ、いつも率直言うんですよ。あの人に早く電話すればよかったよ。あの方の奥さんが亡くなったらどうですかと聞けばいいんじゃないですかと直接言うんですね。まあ、ちょっと耳が痛い話だったんですけど、それこそありがたい話だったんですね。
In the Dharma, this is the true love of our parents. We feel warmth, at times comforting. At times it's going to be okay. We're here for you. At times setting us straight.
まあこういう仏様の温かいお心は、まあたまに優しい。たまにちょっと耳の痛い話。でもその耳の痛い話こそがありがたいですね。
Oftentimes it's the difficult words that are the ones that are the most grateful for us to hear in the long run. Now, as we reflect on this Boys' Day celebration, it's a time for us to think about all those loved ones and the care that they've given us, the kindness that they've shown us, which didn't always take the form of a nice warm hug or, you know, a delicious bowl of soup. Sometimes it was a word of correction. Sometimes it was being set straight. But it's thanks to all those different kinds of kindness, the boundless kindness, sometimes comfortable, sometimes difficult to hear, but always sustaining us, that we're able to be here together, living the lives that we do, appreciating the kindness of the Buddha's teaching, the Nembutsu in our lives.
まあ、こういうお育てのおかげで、たまに優しい話、たまに耳の痛い話を聞くおかげで、ここに、皆さんがここに集まって、弔問できる仏様の教えに聞ける、今までに生きてこられたおかげで、これを感謝するためにここに参拝していると思います。
So as I conclude my reflections, I'd like to once again read these words of 親鸞聖人。
では最後に親鸞聖人の言葉をもう一度いただいてから終わらせていただきたいと思います。
Invite you to join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。Shakyamuni and Amida are our father and our mother, full of love and compassion for us, guiding us through various skillful means. They bring us to awaken the supreme Shinjin. Shaka Amida wa jihi no bumo, shuju ni zengyo hoben shi, ware ra ga mujo no Shinjin no hoki seshi.せしめ、たまいけると、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ。
なもあみだぶつ、なもあみだぶつ、なもあみだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ